Gospel according to Luke, the 9th chapter. Glory to thee, O Lord.
When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds in the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those of my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Beth, could you raise this just a bit?
I don't know why the sound isn't coming through the freaking speaker system. It's coming through the live stream, but for some reason, it's just none of the mics are going through the speakers in the church, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway, if it's going through the live stream,
well, I'm glad for that. So those worshiping from home are hearing me just fine, and I will project a bit here for us. And these kinds of things happen from time to time, and we'll be calling on Dylan Hicks, son of Ted, and Meg to come one more time and see if we can straighten this problem out. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been so determined that you could not be determined? No matter how risky, no matter how dangerous, no matter how absurd, no matter what anyone else thought, no matter what anyone did, no matter what anyone said, no one could have talked you out of doing it. Your mind was already made up, and you were determined. Does that ring true for any of us? That we're so determined that nobody can talk us out of what we're about to do? A colleague of mine once gave a wedding homily where he asked the couple to imagine that they were going on a journey. I think that's a really nice image for a marriage, a journey. Today the flowers on the altar to my far left were given in honor of Dolores and Bill Lewis's wedding anniversary. Tomorrow it will be 69 years of marriage. That is a really long journey, if you ask me. And I kind of prefer the other image of marriage being like a three-ring circus. First the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, then the supper ring. But I'm going to stick with this image of a journey, because it was a really good one. He used that image, and I think he was trying to get the bride and the groom and their guests to think about marriage like a journey, having a lot of hills and valleys, ups and downs, highs and lows, twists and turns. And so he followed this image for quite a while in his homily, and I can't remember all of the specifics of that particular homily, but I do remember that he posed various scenarios to the couple. Things like, suppose you were traveling by air to a faraway destination, and the day before that you were supposed to leave, the news came out. You heard on the news that the plane that you were scheduled to fly on was mechanically unstable. Would you still go? And then he said something like, or suppose you found out that the pilot had previously failed a drug test. Would you still get on board that plane? And finally he said something like, suppose you knew that the plane that you were flying about, that you were about to take off in, had a 50% chance of crashing, and the likelihood of any survivors was slim to none. Would you still get on board? The pastor then went on to suggest that if the family and friends were gathered there that day and witnessing the vows that the couple was about to make, if they really cared about them, they probably should have been doing something, everything in their power to try to talk them out of taking this journey of marriage, this journey they are embarking on. Why? Because statistics show that 50% of marriages in this country have a chance of survival. Of course, I think we all know that most couples preparing for marriage are so head over heels in love with one another that they're determined to get married. No one can talk them out of it. Even when the odds are stacked against them. If you ask me, the moral of this story is being in love makes people do crazy things. Crazy. Yet that almost absurd determination is similar, I think, to what is happening in today's gospel. First of all, this is a turning point in Luke's narrative. The gospel writer has already shown that Jesus has power over nature, over demons, over afflictions, and even power over death. Jesus himself has proclaimed that the kingdom of God is near. And so this is a pivotal moment. From here on out, Jesus is so determined to make his journey, his way to Jerusalem, and the cross that awaits him there, that he cannot be deterred. He's fixated on what he must do. And his mind is made up. There's no talking him out of the journey that lies ahead of him. In just a few short verses, we heard, the days had drawn near for Jesus to be taken up. To be taken up. And his face was set toward Jerusalem. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. He knows full well that the stakes are high. He knows what it's going to cost him. And yet he's willing to go. His face is set toward Jerusalem, knowing full well what he will face when he gets there. Soon and very soon, Jesus will reveal God's profound love for the whole cosmos, all of creation, all of humanity. Jesus himself will become obedient to the point of death, the death of the cross. This pivotal turning point in the gospel according to Luke is about Jesus' resolve. His determination to journey to Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. He knows what the cost will be. He knows it will cost him everything, his very life. Now, today, this is also a call for us to journey with Jesus, to follow him down the path of discipleship, not fully knowing the cost, but trusting fully that God will lead us every single step of the way. However, before you take another step on this journey, be forewarned. Because if anyone ever told you Truth is, like marriage, you can be sure following Jesus will be a journey that will most certainly have its share of hills and valleys, ups and downs, highs and lows, twists and turns. To suggest otherwise would be false advertising. Sometimes, I would even say often, following Jesus will mean giving in, giving up, and giving over. Giving in for the sake of another. Giving up the precious commodities of time and talents and treasures. And giving over our will to be in control. To do things our way. Giving up, giving over, giving in. Sometimes, or you might even say often, it will be being willing to be changed. To be changed. And other times it will mean having the will to be changed. Sometimes it will mean speaking up and sticking our necks out. And other times it will mean keeping our mouths shut and our hearts open. Knowing the uncertainties, knowing the challenges, knowing the risks, knowing the potential costs, are you still willing to take the plunge? Will you rise up daily, letting the waters of baptism drown your old sinful self, and then letting those same waters wash over you and cleanse you from the sin that cleans? Will you come with outstretched hands to receive the bread of life given for you and drink from the cup of the new covenant poured out, shed for you? Will you follow Jesus even knowing the odds of coming out unscathed are against you? Will you trust God's forever promise that there is nothing, not one single thing in all of creation that will ever be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus? In closing, let me remind you, God's kingdom has come near. And like newlyweds engaging and exchanging vows on their wedding day, God is head over heels in love with you. This being head over heels in love has already been demonstrated most profoundly in the cross of Christ. And an empty tomb. The cross Jesus was determined to go to when he set his face toward Jerusalem. And now the journey continues. This becomes our journey. Our journey together. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are being invited to fix our eyes on Jesus, to set our faces not toward Jerusalem, but toward Jesus Christ. To give him our full allegiance, our undivided loyalty, our whole selves, our whole lives. By following in his footsteps, as we sing the hymn of the day, we'll be singing the verse that says, today as then, Christ summons us to dare to follow boldly and his work to share, to help and heal the sick, the blind, the lame, declaring to the world his holy name. Indeed, as we step out on this journey of faith, let us dare to follow Christ boldly. Let it be so. Amen.